Blog Talk Radio.
Guess you gotta turn that off or turn it down or something. Welcome to DQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. I'm your host, Lavina Polite, and with me I have a wonderful sister of mine, T.C. Holland.
Hello.
T.C., welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm giving you a round of applause in my head right now. we're traveling.
No problem.
Things will be limited right now.
So, right.
But I do thank you for joining me this
Not
evening.
No problem.
Before we get started, I'm just going to open up in prayer real quick before we start the show. If everyone can please bow their heads. Heavenly Father, I come to you in prayer for one prayer for many people. Asking for prayer for all the members of GQ Palace Radio, starting with the host, Richard Shar Archibald, the CEO and host of GQ Palace, as well as all of the hosts and all the members and anyone who is supporting GQ Palace, and even the ones who are not supporting GQ Palace. I'm asking for prayer for all of them as well. I'm also asking for prayer for my family, the Williams family as well, who is going through a rough time right now. We lost my uncle, and I'm just asking for prayer for our safe travels as we will be traveling to South Carolina, and we will be, you know, asking for prayer for all of the family members that will be traveling all over to get to the one location. I'm asking for prayer for the sick and shut in this evening. I'm asking for prayer for all the members of Partner in Prayer Global Ministry as well. And I'm just asking for prayer for everyone that is in need of prayer, and even the ones that do not realize that they are in need of prayer. I'm asking for prayer for everyone at this point, dear God. And I'm just asking to just help them, just uplift them, encourage them. And as we're traveling, just keep us motivated and patient, and just keep us humble and just patient in finding out things that happened and the right answers, and just trusting and praying in you and hoping that, and trusting you, knowing that you're the only one that can give us closure at this time. And just extra prayer for my mom, Ethel LeMay, who is definitely going through a rough time of losing her brother and not knowing answers at this point. I'm praying for her, and I'm hoping that everyone will pray for her as well, and just, you know, just call up her name, just uplift her at all times, and just keep her humble and motivated as we try and get all the sisters together and bring them into one location to bury their brother. We're just asking for just patience, and everyone to come together on one accord, and, you know, without the bickering and everything that could go on at this time. We're just asking for the negativity just to stay away and all the positive just to come together, and let's just make it, you know, a gracious occasion and no more suffering, you know, for my uncle. So we're just asking for prayer for everyone at this point, and anyone that's calling into GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday, those of you who are listening, those of you who will press one, and those of you who will continue to just listen to the show, I'm asking for prayer for you as well as you travel safely through the week and you go through your daily struggle. I'm just asking for prayer for you as well. A special prayer for Pastor Kathy Holland. I know she will be celebrating her anniversary soon, and I wish that we'll be able to be there with her. But unfortunately, we will be traveling due to the loss of my uncle, so we will not be able to be there. But we do thank her for everything that she has done, and we definitely support her and everything that she's doing in her leadership with her ministry as well. And that's my humble prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm going to attempt to do a... We're traveling, as I said earlier. We're traveling. We have been all over Long Island today, just traveling back and forth, and now we're finally traveling home. But we definitely wanted to do Spiritual Sunday as well. So just asking everyone to just be patient with us in our travel, you know, as we travel, you know, safely and sound and back home, you know, that everything in the studio will, you know, uphold, you know, according to our modern technology that we have.
Amen.
So, we do have a caller, but before we take the caller, I'd just like to thank you again, T, and ask you, what are you thankful for? Or ask you if you would like to share your testimony this evening.
Actually, I would. I'm praying for your family as well. You know, we all go through a challenge in life. You know, I just lost a stepbrother, and they buried him yesterday, and it's not an easy thing. And you know, I've been down. Actually, I've been in a lot of pain this past week, but I thank God that I'm feeling better today. You know, I just thank Him for everything. You know, as like you say, I thank Partners in Prayer for their prayers, continuing prayers for me from you. You know, GQ Palace family. And I'm just thankful. I'm blessed. You know, it could be worse. You know, I could be sleeping in my grave. I could be laid up in the hospital, but God see fit for me to be here today. You know, and I want to send out many blessings to Rachel, one of our hosts. Happy birthday to her. And may she be blessed with many, many more. And I'm just thankful and I'm blessed, you know, to be a part of GQ Palace, of Partners in Prayer, and the transformation that I'm going through. And I just want everyone to keep me in prayer that, you know, I stay on the right track.
Amen, amen. Yes, so definitely. We definitely are sympathetic to you losing your stepbrother as your godbrother as well. And we just have to be thankful, you know.
Yes.
We have to be thankful. And I've been listening more and more and more to It Could Have Been Me. And, you know, we've got to be humble servants to be able to do, you know, the work that God has called us to do and just, you know, stay humble and, you know, thankful, you know, thankful for the little things, because the little things is really technically what has us surviving on a day-to-day basis, you know.
So true.
Definitely a special happy birthday to Rachel Hargrove Smith of the GQ Palace Diva Squad, one of the hosts. A special happy birthday to her, and like he said, may God bless you with many, 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 many more birthdays, and a happy and healthy birthday. You know, and we know God is definitely keeping you and, you know, keeping all of us. So we're thankful and happy birthday to you. I'm going to go to our first caller this evening. Bear with me, please. Welcome to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Martha.
Hi, Martha. How are you?
Hello, Martha.
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm hanging in there. Hanging in there.
Hey, man, that's good. That's good. Mm-hmm. Everything is going good for me.
Excellent.
Hey, man, that is good.
Your testimony or what you're thankful for this evening?
Thank God for keeping me. I thank God for keeping me.
Amen.
God has just truly been good. Been going through a whole lot. I haven't been on for, like, I don't know how many months, but I thank God for y'all, and I'm keeping y'all in my prayers. God has just put me on a lockdown where I can't really talk to anybody or just anybody. So God is still good in the midst of that. He just, he's making me just be quiet for a little while. But God is good.
All the time, all the time. Well, you definitely, you know, allow God to, you know, use you as an instrument. And, you know, at this time of, you know, the lockdown, just continue to humble yourself and know that the lockdown is for a reason. And, you know, you're a work in progress just like all of us. And, you know, he's not done with you. He has a lot of work for you to do. And just be humble and just, you know, thank him every day for the little things.
Amen.
TC, do you have words of encouragement for Martha?
Just following God's footsteps, you know, and do his will. You know,
amen.
Stay encouraged.
Amen.
Amen. Sister Polite, I got your name right. Thank God. Pray for me. I started college. I go to Bible college now, and I'm very worked up because I got high school and Bible college. I don't know if I told you that. And I just pray for me in that.
Mm-hmm. And we always definitely pray for you, Martha, and we will definitely continue to pray for you as you start college, Bible college. We are definitely call up your name in prayer, you know, on Spiritual Sunday, as well as we'll send a message over to Partners in Prayer Global Ministries as well, and they'll continue to put you on their prayer list as well. We're definitely going to pray for you. We're going to go to another caller. Welcome to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
It's Angie.
Hi, hey, Angie. How are you?
Hi, everybody. How y'all doing?
All right.
That's good.
All right.
First, I would like to offer my condolences to Lavina and her family, and And, you know, pray that God gives y'all the comfort and the wisdom when it comes to losing a loved one without answers, I'm going to say. You know, it's just, you know and trust that he does everything for the good, for the better. And I pray for your traveling mercies, too. As you travel down there, you know, to be with your family and everything. And a little joke, but we know how funerals and stuff can bring the best or the worst out of family members. So I just pray that all goes well. All goes well when you guys all get together.
Thank you. Look, we got needed because, you know, the last time I went down south, I want to say it was 2001 when my dad died. So that's the last time I've been.
Oh, wow.
Down there, you know, and my uncle moved down there when my aunt passed. So it's going to be. I'm praying. You know,
and
you can do is pray.
Happy birthday shout out to Rachel.
Mm-hmm. Happy birthday. Yeah.
Sister-in-law Diva. May you enjoy many, many more. You know. And today I'm just thankful for my life, health, and strength. Because of, you know, a little story. One of my senior supervisors. I used to always say, "Oh, I can't stand this woman." You know, I didn't really like her work ethics and different stuff like that. But then on Friday, I actually sat in the office for her. She really brought me to tears, literally, because she has Crohn's disease, and she was saying how she's hoping that they don't have to operate, because once they start operating when you have Crohn's disease, they have to continue to do that because of scar tissue and stuff. So, you know, and I just start crying. So I'm thinking to myself, I'm saying, like, wow, look at the little bit of things that I complain about, and here somebody don't know how they're going to make it from day to day. You know what I'm saying? So I told her I keep her lifted up in prayer and stuff like that, and we all do so, you know, if you have time or whatever in your prayers, just to offer her up in prayer as well. Her name is Debbie.
That's right.
Amen. I said, wow, you know, and so I was like, would you please accept a hug? And I went over there and I hugged her, you know, and I actually, that was a humbling moment for myself, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So you don't really know what's going on in the next person's head or their lives, per se,
that's true.
Until you
that's
actually true. Sit down and speak with them and have a conversation, you
right,
know,
right.
Ask them, how are
right.
you feeling? How are things
yeah.
going for you today? Or whatever, and then when I asked that question to her, that's when she started tearing up, and that just, you know, that just made me cry. And I had to, you know, I'm at work, so I had to turn my back and, you know, do, you know, try to hide it and mask it, but it was hard.
Yeah.
It was hard, you know.
Angie, hold on one second. Let me just bring on another caller because I'm not going to them initially like I usually do in the screening room or Rich does in the screening room. We're
right.
not going, we're just, as they call, we're just going to bring them on the
just
air.
Just
going to
bring
hold
them, okay.
One yeah.
Okay.
Welcome to Deepy Palace Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Brianna.
Hi, Brianna.
Brianna.
How are you?
Hi, guys. I'm blessed. How are
Amen.
You guys?
Good. I just want to let Angie finish telling her story real fast, and then we'll come right back to you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Go ahead, Angie. Sorry.
Yeah. So again, that's pretty much it. But like I said, the little things that I complain about, I thank God that I'm able to get up in the morning
Amen.
Without having to take a whole table full of medicine and different things like that, like a lot of people have to do, have to take
yes.
medicine daily and stuff
mm-hmm.
to just to get up and move out of the bed every day, day in, day out. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So you know, I thank God for my life. Thank God for my help, and I thank God for my strength, and I continue to, you know, pray for his wisdom, so, you know, that I'll know how to endure these things when they do come up, you know what I mean? And I was listening to Martha on here, too, as well. I mean, just, you know, keep striving for wisdom, and with you starting out, the Book of Proverbs is an awesome, awesome book for younger people. and to read that and to read the whole book of Proverbs in its entirety, because it's a good tool for younger people, even older people. You know, we're never too old to
everybody.
Learn.
Everybody.
You know, right. We're never too old to learn. You know, the book itself is a good book, but you know, starting out in, you know, ministry and stuff like that, the book of Proverbs is awesome for younger people. So, and if you can't understand, like King James Version, they have newly translated versions and different things so that you may understand better, the word better. So.
Well, I just wanted to take a minute out, and I'm going to ask T and Angie, did you guys hear, did she say she's going to college for Bible study?
She's going
to Bible college.
Bible college.
She said
Bible
college.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I just want to take a minute out and just definitely pray for Martha. And Heavenly Father, I just come to you in prayer, just asking you to continue to use Sister Martha as an instrument. And as she starts her Bible college and as she continues with her education in school as well, I just ask that you'll give her the patience, the grace and mercy that she will need to continue to strive on a day-to-day basis. I'd also like to pray for Sister Angie's co-worker, Debbie, as she has Crohn's disease, and we know that you're the only one that's in the healing business, and you'll be able to touch her body and touch the doctor's hand that's going to be performing surgery if need be. If surgery is not needed, we're just asking you to continue to just touch her body, to heal her body, and just make her whole and take all the pain that she may be feeling and just remove all of it away and just give her body a clean slate. Just start all over, start fresh, and allow her to continue to strive on a day-to-day basis in no pain with no fear of any type of surgery. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 We're just going to go to, Brianna. Brianna, welcome to Spiritual Sunday. How are you?
I'm blessed. How are you guys?
Blessed.
Pretty
good.
Well.
Would you like to share your testimony or what you're thankful for this evening?
Okay, one thing. I am thankful for one thing. Wow. I'm thankful for a lot of things, but I'm going to name just one.
Okay.
Being able to come back home from an extremely long, long trip. And I'm so glad to be home. And really my testimony is, basically, you can only take one day at a time, because when I was out, my grandmother, I don't know what happened, but all I know is she's in the hospital right now. And I know when I was out of the city, basically, when my mom told me, we were in cabins, we were like in the middle of nowhere. And, like, I just sat, like, in a lounge area, and I just, like, totally, completely blanked out, and it's just, like, I don't know what's going on, I don't know what's happening, and it's just a lot. And so it's, like, people tell me to take one day at a time, but I really can't, because time is limited for me, well, not for me, but other people. And it's just, like, just be feeling my teenage years. I understand that I'm going to go through it, but I don't know why. Yeah, you know, everything that's happened, that's really weird.
All right, you broke up a tad bit, but T, go ahead.
My thing is, never ask God why you're going through what you're going through. I was taught that at a young age. Never question whatever God behind his period, never put a question mark behind it.
Mm.
Because there's a reason for it all.
Amen.
You know, the things that you're going through, it's either to break you or make you. It's going to make you stronger, or you're going to get weak. If you can't deal, you got to be within it with 100%, 1,000% now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's no 100% anymore. You got to be willing to do it 1,000%. And if you want to walk with God, you got to give him your all. We, you know, we can't straddle that fence. I've been there. Take it from somebody that knows we are. I've been there. I was straddling that fence, and I wasn't going nowhere. I would go 50 steps forward and come back 150. So you got to stay positive And whatever God is doing, you know, did you say your mother in the hospital?
Oh, my grandmother.
Your grandmother? We pray for, you know, she's there for a reason as well. You know, I wanted to know why, even though my stepbrother, I won't call him step, my brother was doing fine. He went into a coma, and he was gone. You know, I couldn't ask God, why did you go ahead and take him? But I have to realize he's not suffering. He's no longer in pain. He was suffering. You know, and sometimes you just get sick. You're tired of being in that predicament. You know, because I don't ever want to be a burden to my family or nobody else. You know, but I do pray that God will bring your grandmother up out of there and that things will be better for her. And for you to stay stronger and keep looking forward and don't look backwards and don't question God. Don't ever question him.
Yeah, you have to trust him wholeheartedly and know that even when things seem bad, when it seems like you're in a bad day, trust me, you have to go through, sometimes you have to, you know how they put the iron in the fire so they can mold it and shape it. That's what God does to us sometimes. You know, you have to go through that fire so you could be a nice polished, you could be good and polished. So when he wants to use you, you're ready.
Man.
You're ready.
And you know what, too, as we're younger. Go ahead, Angie.
I'm going to finish. Go ahead.
No. As we're young, as when we were younger and as we were growing up, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of times and like we did the why, because I know I did the why a lot, like why me or why, you know, why didn't this happen or I worked hard for this job, why didn't I get it, you know, it was a lot of why, you know, as I got older, you know, I was told to always say why not me, like why couldn't it happen to me,
right.
You know, why would I be exempt, you know. What makes me different from anybody else where, you know, the person right next to me could be going through the same struggle. But here I am, like, why me? Why me? Why not you? You know, what would qualify it to be not you? You know, you're also a work in progress, and I believe you, you know, just recently, you know, saved, and there's going to be a lot of obstacles that you're going to face, you know, and a lot of you're not going to know, you're not really going to have closure, you're not really going to have answers with. But I think at the end of the day, as long as you humble yourself and you say, you know what, God, I trust you.
That's right.
You know, you got to trust them to know that whatever is happening, it's happening for a reason. And also, you have to look into Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, I believe it is. I don't have my Bible handy, but it's lean not trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not into your own understanding. It's Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. You can also read that. I was reading that daily for a while, you know, because I had the whys in my head at the age of 36. I'm still saying why, you know, because certain things are happening and I was unsure of, you know. So you want to always make sure that you, you know, trust in God and not just because you're younger, but even when you get older, too, trust in him. You know,
trust
put all your faith in him and know that he is the person that can bring you out of anything, you know,
that's
but you have to trust in him, you know, and humble yourself, you know, with
that's
your grandma being, you know, in the hospital, you know, and you're not really sure what's going on, just pray for it. Just sit to yourself and say, you know, God, I'm just praying that whatever it is, that you'll fix it. Whatever it is, that you'll heal it, you know. But whatever's going on, that you'll find a cure for it. Whatever it is, just help me with it. And even if it's something where you need understanding with it, pray to God that gives you understanding.
That's right. Pray for his wisdom.
You know, so you want to make sure that you pray for many things. And I'm learning, you know, not newly being saved, but I'm learning as the years go on and the months and days go on that you have to continue just to pray and be thankful for everything. Pray for stuff that you don't understand. Pray for things that you do understand.
That's
you know,
right.
When God is blessing you, pray. When God's blessing you with opening your eyes up, pray and thank him. You know, give him all the praise. So this way you know that, guess what? There's not a day or a second that goes by that you're not thanking him for what he's doing, because without him,
absolutely,
you wouldn't be one of anybody.
Absolutely.
You know, so you want to make sure that, you know, you just humble yourself a little bit. I know it's a lot to take, but, you know, just take in, you know, what you can and just remember to always humble yourself and, you know, and say thank you. So thank you for the little things. And if it's something, even in school and school or in church that you're going through, you know, just thank you. Just say thank you, Jesus. Just give me some, just give me the words of encouragement. Give me the, you know, the wisdom and understanding. Just give me patience. Just humble me, you know. Just help me with my tongue so this way I won't speak up too fast or too soon.
That's right.
You know,
that's right.
You got to learn to, you know, just humble yourself and just thank them. Thank them and give them all the praise and the glory.
And Lord, that's right.
My words of encouragement. Brianna, just hold the line 1 second. We do have the birthday girl with us this evening. Rachel, welcome.
Amen.
Good evening. Good evening.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
May God bless you with many, 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 many more.
Thank you so much. God has blessed me to see another year. I just turned 41 today, and I'm not ashamed of it.
As I know that's right, girl. Listen,
God has blessed
you. You earned them years.
Oh, yes. And listen, somebody prayed for me. Somebody has prayed for me.
That's right.
I thank God that those prayers had worked. Lavina, I love you. Thank you for the prayers. Angie T, I love y'all. Thank you for your prayers. All of those who know me, everyone who has been rooting for me and praying for me, I want to thank y'all along with the Lord. I'm so grateful. However, I am at work right now. I'm sneaking in the bathroom. I'm back working full time, two jobs again. But I just want to give my condolences to all those who have lost and sick ones. And I want to say thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lavina. Thank you, Angie T. I love you all. God bless.
Love you,
God
bless you too, honey. Enjoy your day.
Thank you.
Good
night, y'all.
Good night.
Good night. All right. Look, had the call in from the I was sure about to say that voice got a little sexy there for a minute.
She had a bedroom. She had her undimensionable voice on.
I didn't know what that was. Just so you guys know, it's us on the line. We did lose Martha, you know, but we're going to continue to pray for her. We haven't heard from her. We haven't heard anything from her in some time. You know,
right.
and as she said, you know, that God has her locked down, you know, right now where she can't really talk to anybody. So, of course, we're thankful that she took a second out to call into Spiritual Sunday.
Amen.
And we did pray for her here. And, you know, we're definitely
going to make a message.
Hey, Angie, how you doing, girl? You on the air.
I'm sorry. Yes. I thought I muted my phone. I'm sorry.
I'm in a car, so I can't mute your phone. So you can't mute me.
I gotta mute myself.
Yeah. Yes, please. But as I was saying with Martha, you know, if everyone can continue to pray for her, T, I'm gonna ask you to just relay the message to Evangelist Parker and Partners in Prayer Global Ministries to continue to pray for Martha Stevens. And you could just, you know, explain, you know, that God has her on lockdown right now, you know, and she's really not able to communicate. Just relay the message to just pray for her, you know. Evangelist Parker is, you know, familiar with her, and you could just relay that message to her. As well, you know, as the Williams family, and don't forget your family as well.
I actually sent a request for your family. I told them I would find out the name and everything later. You know, I just went by what we had spoke about earlier. So we'll be praying.
Yeah, his name is Oscar Williams.
Okay.
But I will crack a funny joke to you guys, you know. I'm trying to find some humor in the stressful day of being tired and running around. But my joke is we had this one, we have this patient at the job, and her last name is Williams. So I told her that we were related because her name, you know, her last name was Williams with an S. So she's been a patient at the job for about a week now. So every morning when I see her, I say, "Hey, cousin, how you doing?" You know, and she always looks at me and she starts laughing. So she told her mom that I always call her cousin, right? Now, mind you should have seen this lady's face. When she looked at me, she said, "Williams, I was like, yeah, you know, Williams. So she started laughing because, you know, a Caucasian lady, you know, and here I am, you know, just as black as day. And I'm talking about, oh, yeah, we cousins
yeah.
related. You know? Last name Williams, you know.
Right.
So, of course, I had to crack the joke, you know. So her mom looked at me. She said, you know, we might be related. I said, you know, we might be. I have a lot of cousins, you know, and all over the place. I got cousins. So wait. So it kind of backfired because she says, yeah, well, you know, I got cousins too, and that is my last name. That's not my maiden name.
Ooh. Ooh.
It was so funny.
I know you was like, okay.
Yeah, and then you know what? I had to laugh, though, because my grandpa, he had 13 kids.
Right.
So, and he had kids all over, all races, you
Ooh.
Name them. He had kids back when slavery days was in existence.
And see, and that's
you know,
what
so.
I was going to say. You know, hey, the color don't mean anything anymore. Because if you
right.
dig deep down in your roots, it's a mixture. Because, I mean, you know, that's like my last name being Holland and everything. It's Caucasian Hollands, you know. I've done the same thing, you know. Yeah, that's my
look,
relative.
It sure is because I had one send me a friend request on Facebook with the last name Holland. I had to look it three times.
Wait a minute. My son, you know that little thing that they got up something about your last name, the T-shirts and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And he gonna put that thing on my page, honey. I quickly put it on just for me to see. I said, you would not have everybody's last name Holland wanting to be my friend. And I don't know
when
these people.
You, when I tell you, too, when I looked in my friend request and I seen it, I said, Holland? I said, hold on. Okay. You know what? I'm going to leave that alone right there. I'm going to leave that alone. I said, because, you know, T did not tell me that her cousin was sending me a friend request. You know? So, and that's what I thought. That's what I thought, too. But what I want to do is I just want to definitely mention the phone lines at 646-200-3838. Press 1 to go on the air. Share your testimony of what you're thankful for. We're going to go to a song real fast. I'm multitasking from the car. So if everyone can please just bear with me, it's greatly appreciated. Amen.
Amen.
This song says, God's mercy kept me, so I wouldn't let go. Anybody in here ever felt like giving up, just throwing in the towel, just giving up? I'm not going to ask you to hunt anybody, but just look at them. That person you're looking at is here tonight only because of God's mercy and his grace. Somebody ought to just tell God, thank you for your mercy. And your grace that kept me. someone, hunt somebody next to someone. I was really down. I was really down. The devil really had me. But God's mercy kept me. I'm here tonight because of God's mercy. Come on now, just thank him. Just thank him.
I almost let go.
Welcome back to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. Is everyone still there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm muted.
Okay.
I'm
good.
Still here, though.
Okay. All right, guys.
I'm eating.
I can't mute you just yet, so.
That's fine. Right,
gotcha.
I'm here, though.
Okay, gotcha. T, you there?
Yes.
I was going to say, T might be crying.
Well,
I know I was.
Because I mean, you know, I was just sitting there listening to the words, you know, depression, and when you don't know what someone else is going through, you can't walk in their shoes. And God knows, you know, you can't be judging nobody because you really don't know what that person is going through. Because
that's right.
I wouldn't have never thought that I would have been so depressed this past week. I mean, I was just, it was like I was just down and out. I was mentally drained. You know, I wanted to go to North Carolina, but I couldn't. I was supposed to have surgery Friday. And my daughter was like, Mom, you can't do this in this state of mind. She, you know, she was just telling me she was actually scared for me to go under, you know, because of the depression that I was in. And I was like, well, you're not the doctor. She said, but I know that you don't supposed to be, you're not going to go under with being in this state of mind. You know, and I really look back and I thank her because, you know, I don't know. But I'm thankful. I'm blessed. I'm thankful, you know, because you know my song, it could have been me. Could have been me. Hello?
it. I'm here. Sorry.
Okay.
I was great.
Look, I know
you. Did Loretta disappear?
look. I know your song, and you know I listen to it.
Yeah.
I listen to it, and I
that
tell
song
anybody.
Is so
you know,
much of a testimony.
Yeah,
when
I
first
said,
heard
it, somebody, I said you could look at somebody, and when you look at that person, do you really know how they're feeling? Do you really know what's going through their head? You know,
yeah.
It's like you have no idea what the person next to you is feeling. You know,
yeah.
Or what they could be going through. You never know. You know, you never really know.
And you know, the thing is, a lot of times, it's not that we're really just going through. The devil is constantly working. You know, and I could have went to North Carolina, you know, because my family was going to send for me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was like, well, you know, me feeling like that and then Thursday, you know, have to go to the ER. I was like, it wasn't nothing but the devil. It wasn't
mm-hmm.
nothing but the devil. You know, and he's trying to stop me from going to my sister's anniversary. But I've been praying on that. And I will be going to the doctor this week to get an injection in my back so that I can take this trip. Because that's where I want to be. I want to be with my family, you know. But
mm-hmm.
I basically get to see them once a year.
Right.
And I've been praying on it.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what?
Do you feel like you're able to drive? I mean, you feel like you're able to go there, sit and travel? Is that what it is?
Actually, the pastor that's going to be preaching for her lives in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
And he told her that I could ride with them. And they have a van. They have like a minivan. He said if she need to, she can lay down and everything else.
Well, so, that's perfect.
You know, I would have my little backup medication with me.
Right, of course.
We're going to leave like Friday morning, you know. This injection, actually, it keeps me pretty calm for a few days, so. I'm going to get the injection, you know.
Just when you go down there, don't be doing no cartwheels and stuff, you know.
Honey, listen, if God puts some fire up in my feet, I'm going to be doing them.
No, you can do the steps, but don't do the cartwheels, see. Cause trust me, we had a situation with a cartwheel one day. I'll tell you that story off the air.
Well, listen, I ain't trying to do nothing. Listen, I wish I would call myself trying to do a cartwheel. I think that I'm in pain. I'd probably be broke down for real.
Mm-hmm.
But, I've been praying about it. And so far, I'm getting the answer that, you know, God is like saying go.
Right.
You know?
You know, you just got to feel it. You know, you just got to pray on, we'll pray for you, you know, that God definitely eases the pain, you know, of what you're feeling and stuff, you know, because it's no joke, you know, it's really no joke whatsoever. And I know people who have, you know, had the back problems and stuff like that, and it's nothing to play around with now.
Yeah,
once you get that
the pinched nerve going to the sciatic nerve and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like they say, people that have had it, they're like, you know, hey, I know your pain.
Right.
You know, because they have been
there.
They
can relate. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They can relate to you.
You know
I can't relate. Look, I can't relate, but I can relate with a needle in your back. I had an epidural. I don't know if that counts, but.
Yeah, well, that's what they're going to do. They're going to do when I come back. But they're going to have to put me to sleep because they're also going to have to go into the groin part. So, he's going to put me to sleep for all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And he, like he said, some it helps, some it don't, you know?
Right. You never know. It's a chance you take. But you know what?
Right.
You got God. You got God on your side. He's in the healing business.
Kathy just hit me up and... She said that if I told her that we're talking about her anniversary, she said thanks. She said she's not feeling well, so could we please lift her up in prayer? And she loves us.
Of course we will. I love me some Pastor Kathy Howard.
Yes, we do.
I love me some Pastor Kathy Howard.
That's my heart.
look, from the time when GQ Palace first got started, and
yes.
she called in, and
man.
Yes. And we'll definitely take a few minutes out to pray for Pastor Kathy Holland. Do you have the information for her pastoral service, team? Do you have that yet or no?
Yes, I do. Wait a minute. Hold on. Hold on real quick.
Okay. While you're getting that.
Okay.
Well, you can give that information out because, you know, it don't make sense for you to give it to me. But you could, because we'll be traveling here. But you
right.
can give it out to anyone that is able to, you know, travel or anyone that is from the surrounding areas. You know, please make sure
right.
that you guys do go and support her, support Pastor Kathy Holland and her ministry. And T, I don't want to get it wrong, but I'm just going to start off by saying I believe she was the first African-American pastor in
Southern part of West Virginia. The first
yes.
black female. Yep.
Yes. African-American.
And to have her own church.
Look, African-American,
yep.
T. Okay.
Oh.
So I am that is also the sister of our sister, T.C. Holland. I keep wanting to call you
Amen.
Tammy, but you was Tammy when you was back in the day. T.C. is the changed woman. So I'm
exactly.
I'm going to say T.C.
Okay.
I'm definitely going to say. So if you can take a few minutes out and just give the information out for Pastor Kathy Holland, it's greatly appreciated,
okay.
T.
Okay. We'll be starting off Friday, April the 4th at 7 p.m. at New Vision Baptist Church, 73 East Main Street, and that would be in White Sulphur Springs, West Virginia. They're going to have a tag team preaching, which would be Reverend Robert Williams, Reverend Rasan Armand, and the St. Paul Baptist, Saturday, it will be St. Paul Baptist Temple Mind Team doing mind, you know, and everything. And then that Sunday we will have the service, the morning service, and after the morning service we will be going to dinner, and then we will be on our way back home. Everybody will be traveling back and forth home, those that are traveling. So,
Amen.
Like I said, Friday is a tag team preaching. So I definitely don't want to miss that. We've never been to one, you know, where they just one minister starts off, then the other one, you know, come in, then they just keep going
mm-hmm.
on and on and on, you know. So
mm-hmm.
it should be a blessing.
It will be a blessing.
Oh yes,
as you know, it definitely it will be a blessing. You know, as long as God is in that and anything
that's true.
Kathy Holland is in and a part of, or you best believe. God is going to be in the place.
This is her fourth pastoral anniversary.
That's right. Pastor Kathy
4 years. Yes.
Yes.
I was, thank God, I was there with her last year, and if it's God's will, I'll be there this year with her too, and the rest
That's
of
right.
my family. Yes.
That's
this is
so
where we all,
though.
We used to do it, we used to do May, but
mm-hmm.
now it's turned into an April thing.
mm-hmm.
Actually, we're trying to get things together in June for everybody. Oh, and my grandkids will be christened, will be dedicated on Sunday as well. Both of my grandkids.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that's wonderful.
One of my brothers will be the godfather.
Now that is a joyous occasion right there.
So that was another reason that I was so anxious to go as well, you know,
mm-hmm.
because of them being christened. Yeah, he said that that's the only way that he was going to do it, you know, if I was there.
Mm-hmm.
So they will be dedicated. Amaya and Aiden will be dedicated on Sunday.
Excellent.
Yes.
So those of you that can support, please do support. And we're going to send our love, look, and Sister T. Holland down there to show love and support to Pastor Kathy Holland because we will not be able to make it. We'll be traveling down south.
Right.
So so, and which is, it feels so, I don't know, so surreal to be saying, okay, we'll be traveling down south, you know, because initially I was saying, like, oh, I don't know if we'll be able to travel, you know, I have my work schedule and stuff like that, and I don't know, it's like seeing my mom, you know, today, even though it was for like a short period of time, you know, I got to talk to Rich and see if he saw the look, but the look in, you know, her face when she's like, yeah, well, you going? I'm like, yeah, me and Rich is going. And, you know, to me, it's like she just got a little brighter, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. To me, she just
because
got a little
she probably feels like she need, you know, she need to make her appearance, you know.
Well,
you know, you could hear it in her voice before you even went to see her that wasn't your mother.
Yeah.
You know.
I know
that wasn't
her.
The norm for her.
Mm-mm.
And so, you know, because you definitely was talking about going to West Virginia.
I sure was. But,
you've been talking about that for months.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, hey, it's very understandable, you know, because I'm also going to let Kathy know about you, you know, your death in the family as well. So she can, you know, put our warriors out for you.
And you know, it was crazy because I worked a double last night, and I said, you know what, it's my day off, but they called. So I said, all right, I'm going to go in, and I ended up going into work and just doing one shift and ended up doing both the shifts. So I found myself like, you know, like, all right, well, let me just figure out, you know, what can I do? Just keep myself up, you know? And I want to say about 1 o'clock, my mom texts me. And same time she texts me, Rich texts me, I'm like, okay, what's going on? You know, does Rich know something that I didn't know, you know?
Uh-huh.
And then next thing you know, my mom sends me a text message telling me about, you know, about my uncle, which is her brother. And I call her, and I could just tell, like, you know, when someone does pass, you don't want to ask too many questions because you don't know what answers they have, you know? But she was all over the place, like, It went from being, he passed away. He had a massive heart attack last week. And then somebody said something about his kidneys was failing him. So that's why when I opened up in prayer, I made sure I said to give us peace and give us closure, you know, because we don't know what the situation is and we don't know what we're actually walking into, you know, because no one is really saying. And my cousin, who it was his father that passed, he's in New York. And my uncle was down south, so he's going down south tomorrow. He's going to go down there to find out exactly the particulars of what happened and start the funeral arrangements and then try and put it towards the end of the week. This way, you know, those of us who are traveling from New York and New Jersey, you know, and Southampton, we're able to, you know, get down there. Yeah, we're able to get down there. So that's why I said, you know, it's so surreal to be able to say, okay, well, I'm going to be traveling, and then just bring back different memories of, the last time I did travel down there was for my dad's funeral, you know. So I don't know. It kind of has me like in a little rut, but I know that I'm, you know, I know that God is, you know, in
control.
Pray
on it, baby. And you're gonna,
you know,
be
Rich is. Yeah, I know Rich is very supportive too. So it's like I have, you know, I have all you guys as my, you know, support system.
Of course.
I'm just feeling a little like unsure. You know, I'm feeling a little unsure. But either way, you know, I want to be able to travel, but if my mind and my body is not at peace with it, you know, and after praying about it, I don't know.
Right.
It's one of those things. And the more and more I talk about it, the more and more I say to myself, I don't know if it's a good idea, you know, because I haven't been there since my dad's
But then you don't want to disappoint her if she, you know, because she can't do it. You know, and you don't really want to put her on no plane or train or none of that and send her down there, you know, and not knowing how she's going to do. So, you know, I don't know. It's one of them situations, like you say, you got to pray. You got to keep praying.
I'm definitely praying. I'm praying on this because I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyway, enough about me, because you know that's how I am. Like, enough about me. You know? Enough about me. But the words of encouragement that I'm definitely gonna, you know, send out, you know, to, you know, my mom, you know, is that, you know, when, and she's a church woman and she does everything.
Yeah.
And when I tell you, she's at church all the time and she's president of the usher board, and, you know, she knows that, you know, God only takes the best. And
that's true.
If it's that person's time and God says it's time to take them home, you know. And reading, like, and one of the best memories I'm going to say I have of my uncle is that at the time, my uncle and my aunt, when we were younger, they decided that they wanted to adopt, you know, these two kids. And when I tell you, we were all, like, we were all bad back in the day, you know.
Uh-huh.
And my uncle and my aunt, they adopted these two kids, and they welcomed them right into their home and everything, you know. They welcomed them into their home. And we, and then my mom and her husband at the time, they decided that they wanted to now adopt children, okay? So, you know, back then, you know, they were able to open up their home, and they had a good amount of money, you know. And then they, back then, you know, they, the state gave you money for helping to take, you know, the kids.
Right.
So they gave these kids everything. When I tell you, my aunt and my uncle gave them everything. And then the shoe was on the other foot, where, like, my mom and her husband at the time gave the kids everything. When I say everything, everything. And I always said that they ended up with the best kids, because the kids that we had were terrible. And when I tell you they were terrible, oh, God, they were terrible. They were so terrible, you know. And when I looked on Facebook today when I was at work, I'm like, I'm like, let's see, you know, if I could find the kids on Facebook, because I haven't communicated with them, you know. And I found my uncle and my aunt's kids that they had adopted, you know. And then I also found the ones that my mom and her husband at the time had adopted. When I tell you, the posts were so different, like, they were so different. So then I said, you know what? I said, I'm going to start praying. You know, I'm going to pray on this one. I'm just going to keep praying, because I don't know what's going on. I said, I don't have a clue, but I know that when all of us come together, it'll be a joyous occasion and we'll all have a good time.
Right.
You know, and a wonderful celebration. But my mom doesn't, you know, understand the reason why I'm a little unsure. And
what?
I think it's because, you know me, so you know that my closure that I was able to get with my dad passing.
Yeah.
I got that closure from me being saved and me relying and trusting on God, you know. And for me to go down there is, I don't know, it's one of those things where I don't know if I could take it, you know. If I could just, like, trust in my faith, and I don't want to, you know, I don't know, it's weird. But
yeah.
I don't know if I'm strong enough for that, you know, to go down there, and then everything is so close-knit, and then not really being at peace with my dad. You know, but feeling like I am, but then going, you know, to, like, the funeral home, and then going to, you know, the cemetery, I think it's going to be a lot for me. And I don't know mentally.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So it's just one of those things.
But,
I'm,
you know, that's why we
pray,
say you got to keep praying,
We're
going to
go.
It's not
easy. We're going to go to a song real fast, too. And then,
oh, yeah.
We'll come back on air.
Okay. Pray, help me please.
You said you don't have to cry. I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying,
soon as I stop worrying,
worrying how the worrying,
when I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things
start
happening. Oftentimes I've struggled from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in the head, everything will be alright.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Let go and let God, let go, let God, oh, let go and let God, let go and let God, my brother, let go and let God, my sister, you can't handle it, let God, oh, let go and let God. Let go,
let go
and let God,
let God.
Oh, let go,
let go
and let God.
Let God.
He's the only one with the answer.
Let go.
Just let God.
Let God.
He can handle it all. Yes, he can.
Let go.
Let God.
Let God.
With tears in your eyes.
Let go.
Just let God.
Let God.
He feels your pain.
Let go.
And he knows your heart. He knows your issues. He knows your struggle.
Amen. Welcome back,
Levine,
to
I want to say a prayer for you right now.
Okay.
Heavenly Father, please watch over Lavina, her family. Give her strength, courage, everything else that she needs for closure. God, just have your way with her. Let her know that everything is going to be all right. It's in your hands. And without you, we would all be failures. But at this time, just touch her, God, and make her whole, and let her know that everything is going to be all right. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Kate.
You're welcome, babe.
Whew. All right, we're going to have to go to another song. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Yourself. Sometimes
Welcome
Remember,
back to Jesus' power, spiritual Sunday. Yes.
The battle is not yours.
I know
it's hard. And you, now you know me. You being emotional is only just making me. And I'm sitting here just going, just like, okay, God, you know you got this. You got to help me be strong for her. And you got to be strong for your mother and the babies, you know? And it's like, okay, I got to be the strong one today. I can't break down. And I'm sitting here, tears rolling down my face, but I'm also just smiling and just looking in the Bible, like, for encouraging things, you know. And I'm like, give me the strength to help her to get through this, you know. You know, because we have had to help each other a lot.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, and most of the time it's you there for me, but it's my turn. And I'm like, oh, God, how am I going to handle this?
I have to
think of something, you know.
What I did is I blocked it out of my mind. You know, that, and that's one thing that, like, I do that I have to stop doing. It's like, if something bothers me, I block it out, you know. And when I block it out, I just pray that, like, God fixes it, you know. But sometimes it has a way of coming back up right in front of my face because I'm not doing my part, you know. Like, yes, God can fix it, but I have to do something, and I'm not doing it. And that's what it was when I first got the news. Initially, I said to myself, oh, I'm not going, you know, I'm not going.
Right, right.
I'm not going,
right,
you know.
Right.
Right. And then when I worked last night, I spoke to Rach, and then when I got off this morning, my sister called. I'm like, oh, she never calls me, you know. So I call her back.
Wow.
I'm like, hey, you called? And she's just like, yeah, you know. So I said, so you heard? She's like, yeah. And I'm like, oh, okay. You know, and then she's telling me about the transportation and flying versus driving, and then driving is the best bet, you know, because of one of my aunts. So I'm like, oh, okay, you know.
Yeah.
And then as she's talking, like, I know what she's doing, you know, because I felt like it was deja vu with talking to my,
all
you know,
over.
Sister when my dad passed all over again.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hey, you heard? Yeah. Okay, so we drive, you know, I felt like it was like deja vu all over again.
Yeah.
And my thing is, it's like nobody will really understand how I feel, you know, except for when I sit and I tell you, like, deeply about how I feel, you know. And it's nothing against anybody in my family, you know, or nothing like that. It's nothing against them. It's
right.
My own closure. It's my own peace of mind, you know, that
right,
I haven't
right.
dealt with. That's what it's about, you know.
And until you do, it's not going
right.
to be closure.
Right. And it's like when I always say, oh, okay, well, I have closure, you know, or, oh, I got my closure. It's today reassured me that I did not have closure.
Right.
That's what it did. It reassured me that I didn't. It reassured me that I've been saying that I had closure, and that was because I didn't have to deal with the situation, you know. I didn't have to deal with, okay, well, my family member down south, oh, okay, that's my aunts and uncles, it's fine, you know, I'm probably not going to see them, but we'll text them, we'll communicate. But to have
right.
to go back, it is the closure that I don't think that I had,
yeah.
you know, and I don't know, it's just one of those things where it's
you know
like, I got to really pray and pray and pray. And,
but you know he's going to work it out, right?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. He's already worked it out while we trying to figure it out. That's what
right.
this song, Jesus Will Work It Out. And like,
mm-hmm.
yeah, he already know. He already know whether that you're going or if you're not going.
Yeah.
You know,
all
of this
is
in his hands.
I'm hoping that the decision that he will make is that I'm not going. Because when I build myself up and, you know, and I get that courage, you know, and
mm-hmm.
that I need, somebody could say one thing about the situation.
And it'll set it all up.
And that, yeah, that'll send me into an emotional roller coaster, you know.
Right.
And I think
you know,
from now until Thursday, I got to sit and I really got to do some praying and some meditation time. You know, I need to really focus on that, you know, only because the closure that I need, God's the only one that can give me, you know, that.
And you know, that's what I was just getting ready to say. If he sends you there, that may be you. It may be time for you to get that closure, because you know we know he don't make mistakes at all. I mean, you know, and if you seeing that or hearing that he say don't go, don't go. I mean, you know, they gonna have to understand that hey, you can't do it. You're not gonna be any good to your mother if you're gonna be down there, you know. All emotional and everything, it's not going to do you any good. And like you said, the first time somebody says something you don't want to hear, it's going to be, it's not going to be nice.
You know the sad part, though, T, and you know me. I'm going to put this caller on the air with us, but the sad part about it is me in my heart and in my mind, I'm saying don't go. But there's really no reason why I can't go. You know, there's no reason why, you know, me and Rich won't be going unless I kick it out, you know, because when me and my sister spoke this morning, I knew it in my heart that, like, when I laid in the bed and I just thought about it, I was like, you know what, I'm going to need to go eventually, you know, I'm going to need to go down there eventually. And
so this may be your time, you know?
I don't know. I got to pray on this one.
I'm gonna be praying for you.
Yeah, I gotta pray on this. So let me bring this caller on real fast. Welcome to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Hello, ladies.
Hey.
Y'all should know the name by the voice,
of course.
Mr. Archibald.
How y'all doing this evening?
How are you?
Hanging in.
I'm okay. First, I want to thank the Lord for waking me up this morning. My family.
Amen.
And today, I looked at a post on Facebook that my cousin put, and she said she kept dreaming about my grandmother. And I don't know how many years, but it's actually the anniversary of it, because I believe it was like 12 or maybe 13 years that she died today. Now, my grandmother, my heart, I could be all the way across town, and she'll call me, and I'll go all the way over there to her house just to go to the store for her. You know, she was blind. You understand? Mm. I felt like sometimes the members of the family treated her, you know, a little weird. You know, you know. But she always had control of the situation. You understand? That's the main thing. Now, Miss Lavina. Now, I heard y'all talking about, you know, her uncle passing and what she's going through with how she felt about going down there.
Mm-hmm.
My thing is, I understand how she felt, but you got to have closure.
Exactly.
You cannot stop going down there. And when we found out, my family said this, when we told her mother today, when she told her mother we was going, she sounds so relaxed, like, oh, thank you.
That's what she said.
You understand? It was like, I'm so happy they're going on.
She needs you guys. You know, because she can't do it alone. She can't.
Exactly. But see, you gotta look at it on both sides. You understand?
Yeah.
She can't do it alone, but you gotta also look at it on the arena side going down there.
Right. Her being an emotional roller coaster now, that's not gonna help her mother.
Congrats. That's why I told her I'm gonna be there with her through everything. You know, when you got shown that I'm going to be there. You might have people in that situation like this, or you might not. You understand?
Right.
You know? But we going down there because, I'm not going to say because we have to, as we want to, and that's what we're supposed to do. Because we are family, and we're supposed to be there for each other.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah, that's why I'm, you know, like I told her, 90% of the time it's her encouraging me, helping me, but I done had to, I'm sitting here going through the Bible, I'm looking online for stuff to say to, I'm like, why me?
But you know, sometimes a person that gives out so much advice needs that healing.
Exactly.
From somebody else sometimes.
Exactly.
No,
exactly.
Ain't nobody's perfect, you understand? Everybody needs somebody.
That's true.
You have to realize, everybody needs somebody. Whether you need that person to yell at, whether you need that person just to talk to, whether you need that person to hit just because you're mad. Everybody just needs somebody.
I just thank God that I'm able to be here, you know, with her and for, you know, because it's never been a time that I could call on you guys that y'all wasn't there. Y'all always been there for me, you know. But hearing her so emotional, I'm not used to it, number one. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because she's the strong one out the group. But, you know, it's time for me to be the strong one this time.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And if there's anything in this world that I can do, you know, I am here. Even if it's just for her to just scream, call me and just scream in my ear, I am here, whatever it is. You know, whatever I can do, I want to be here to be able to do it. You know, like when she called me today, I knew, you know, and I was like, you need me? You know, and then she told me about that. But it had to be something anyway, because I text her, like she probably was asleep at that time, and I said, hey, sis, you know, and I didn't get no reply back, and I'm like, oh, my God, you know, she's probably at work. And then she told me that and everything, you know, and like I said, anytime she need me, you know, I'm here. Because we just got through talking last week about you all possibly going to Kathy's anniversary, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because she said that's something she want to do, is to surprise her, you know? And then this. But, you know, like I said, God is in total control of this.
Uh-huh.
He's not going to make any mistakes. And, you know, if she's going to pray on it, I'm going to be praying for all of you guys, you know? And... you know, he's not going to make any mistakes.
I believe mom's going to be happy. I believe her family, when she goes there, she's going to be so happy to see her. You understand?
Yeah.
And, you know, it's going to be, I'm going to let her know, it's going to be touching, because you might hear some stories.
Oh, yes.
You're going to hear stories. Oh, he was such and such, and he was this.
Right.
You might hear some good, you might hear some bad. The thing is, you just got to listen, observe, take it in, and keep it out.
And be prepared for it. Be prepared for it. You know,
the hardest thing is to being, like, I can go down and I can, like, listen to, you know, like, the stories about my uncle and stuff like that. You know, the best memories that we have is when he was up here in New York, you know. But it's, like, the same feeling that I was having, you know, years ago when my dad passed. You know, of the whole abandonment, you know, and the why. You know, it's like those are, those are things that I believe, like, in my heart that nobody can help me with. You know, I think that that's me, like, really, me really have to say, you know what, like, listen, like, it's time for me to let it go, and I'll never really be able to ask him those questions. You know, I won't be able to sit down and say, hey, you know, well, why did you leave me? And, you know, you should have took me.
Exactly.
My life would have been, you know, would have been different. It's like those many different emotions I feel like I don't think I'm ready to deal with, you know. So
I'm
going to pray on it. And I'm going to see, you know.
You might have people say what they think they know. But
right.
He's the only one that could tell you. You understand? And maybe he didn't get to tell you for a reason. You understand? So you want to keep those happy spirits, which you don't know what it could be. It could be a good reason, it could be a bad reason. But you don't want to keep dwelling on that. You know, the fact of you're not knowing, sometimes they say God works in mysterious ways, babe. They say for the fact of you're not knowing, maybe that is a good thing.
Right.
You
know, because you may have more resentments if he was to have told you certain things. You know, but Do you think that it would be differently, Lavina, if you didn't have to go to the same place, South Carolina?
I think that I could travel anywhere except for there.
Oh, okay.
Because I think that when it, to me, I think that the whole abandonment issue, you know, it came from, okay, I was daddy's little girl, you know, and then one minute was there for years, and the next minute he was gone for years, and I got pregnant, gave birth, sent pictures, and then didn't hear or see anything from him until he was on his deathbed and he wanted to see me, you know? And it's like my mom can't help me. My aunts and uncles, they can't help me with the feeling that I have in my heart, you know?
Mm-hmm.
My grandmother, which is my dad's mom, she passed away. So therefore, they can't give me that closure. That's why I know that it might be that time for me, even if it's just to go to the location and just be like, okay, well, I'm here, or go to the gravesite because he's buried
exactly.
in South Carolina.
By
you
yourself,
know, go to the
gravesite, you know,
and, you know,
yes.
go and have my conversation there. That might be
exactly.
what I need. But my thing is
exactly.
getting me to that point is the hardest part right now, is getting that courage to say, okay, you need
I'm
to
gonna do it.
Before you can even right, before you can even go and bury my uncle at that location, I need to go to the burial. I need to go to the cemetery myself and
we'll
have
do
this
that.
Conversation in order for me to, but I don't know if I'm ready for that. That's what I'm saying. That's what it is. But I
well, you get your answer.
I don't know.
You'll get your answer.
Yes, you will.
You know, because like I said, you know that God is not gonna make any mistakes at all. He never he doesn't make mistakes.
If that's going to give you closure, that's what you need to do, because you
exactly.
can't let the past destroy your future, corrupt your present.
You know, because as long as you hold that, you're never going to get the closure, number one. You're going to always have resentment, you know, and anytime something happens in South Carolina, this is what you're going to go through. You know, God forbid, yeah, you know, we all got to go. We know that. But, you know, God forbid something else to happen in South Carolina. You know, you don't go this time, and then you have to end up really, truly going, you know, and you could have got the closure this time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so like you said, though, only God can lead you to that. Just continue to pray on it. Be strong. You know, I know, you know, and with you saying that, I sort of felt like that about my mother, you know, but I knew my mother was sick. But when she sent me to Alabama and all these things happened to me, you know, I was like, well, why my daddy couldn't just keep me? You know what I'm saying? So, I sort of feel what you're feeling, but it wasn't like, you know, they just took off and just left me and said, you know, we don't want you or anything like that. But it makes me think back to, you know, would I have been molested if my daddy would have kept me? You know, all of these things
mm-hmm.
go through my head as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I feel you. I feel you. I mean, I honestly do.
There's so many different things. I want to go to a song real fast, and then I want to see. I think that after Spiritual Sunday, I don't think there's going to be a Cross for a Temple this evening. But
okay.
I want to go to a song, and then after the song, we'll come back on the air, and we'll finish the show, and then we'll end in prayer. And in the meantime, we'll see if there's going to be a show after this show. Amen.
Okay.
Looking out over my life, a lot has changed, but I'm thankful that the things that I had to go through, it made me who I am today, and I still here, thinking about my life, and the things that didn't go right. I knew then what I know now. Through it all, somehow it all worked for my good, and now it's understood that I'm stronger. pray, lifting my hands, praise him always, day and night, night and day, I give him praise.
Traveling too.
Yeah.
Make sure you take it easy too, T. And when you get the injection,
of course.
You know,
Listen, Kathy already know what's going on. Trust and believe, she ain't gonna let me do the song.
Good. And no
she don't play that. Neither do my other brothers and sisters. I mean my sisters, my brothers.
Right,
honey,
right.
They been took me somewhere and strapped me down. They don't play.
You know what? And I remember, and I'm curious, because I know that once they see the new Transform T, which was different
yes.
from other T, you know, mm-hmm. I can't wait to hear their remarks, you know, on it.
Oof.
I definitely can't wait, because I know that they're going to be pleased with it. I know
yes.
they're going to be pleased
yes.
with it.
Yes.
You know, especially to Pastor Holland, too, being able to
yes.
see you and see the transformation, not just see it on Facebook and
right.
see you on the phone.
But to hear it. Yeah.
Exactly. To be
yep.
to have you in the flesh. You know.
Because I got a sneaky suspicion that I'm going to be on her program again this year. I was on it last year. And I was just smiling. You know, I had to do the welcome and everything. But I wasn't where I am now, you know, so I just
right.
got this because she always have us to do something, you know, during either the morning or it's not going to be an evening service. So she's going to get me somewhere in there. I already know. So,
oh, you're already on
yeah,
the program.
I'm prepared.
Yeah,
I'm prepared.
You're already on the program.
Yeah, because
yeah,
that's
no,
why
no.
she was like, you're going to make it this weekend? You're going to make it this weekend? You know, and it was just so coincidental that the pastor that's going to do Sunday service is in Philadelphia. And she was talking to him, and she was like, well, my sister lives in New Jersey, but her daughter's in Philadelphia, and she wants to come. He said, well, honey, she can ride with me. And Kathy said, what a blessing. So he told her, all I need is my clothes.
Excellent.
I don't need no money to travel or nothing.
All right, so you ready?
You know I am.
Good. Good.
All I got to do, because I have to, I'm going to Philadelphia on Thursday.
Okay.
You know, that's all I got to do. I'm going Thursday and Friday morning. He will pick me up from my daughter's, where she is, and
mm-hmm.
we'll be on our way. You know,
excellent.
So I'm asking excellent. Everyone, you know, for a prayer as well for safe travel to and from, as well as, you know, with you, your family and everybody, and the rest of my family and, you know, other people that's going to be traveling to her fourth anniversary.
Right, okay. Okay, well, we know that there's no Crossroad Temple, so what we'll do is I'd like to wish everyone a safe and blessed week, and hopefully we will be on the air next week, but if we're not, we'll look forward to speaking to everyone the following week.
Amen.
For, as I'm sure everyone has heard, we will both be doing some travels, and, you know, a lot of our family members will be traveling as well.
Amen.
So at this time, we're just going to end in prayer. Heavenly Father, I just come to you in prayer, just asking you to protect and cover over everyone that's going to be traveling throughout the next week and weekend. I ask you to just keep them humble and just thanking you for the grace and your mercy of being able to help them. Giving them the strength and wisdom and understanding of what everyone's going to need to be able to travel safely throughout Virginia to South Carolina, through all over Long Island, and to many other states that's going to be traveling as well. We're just asking, we're praying for safe travels for everyone to be able to get to their destination safely. We're asking for, I'm asking for just your prayer, just uplifting me and just keeping me humble and giving me the strength that I need to be able to come to peace and have understanding about a situation, as well as just praying that my family has the patience and understanding of going through this situation with me, as, you know, I will be, you know, going through, and I will need, you know, the support, you know, from them in doing so, as well as just praying for my mom and Ethel LeMay for her just her understanding and her being humble and her being healthy and being able to travel safely and get there in one piece and come together with the brothers and sisters on one accord, and for all the children to be able to come together on one accord without any unnecessary negativity. And we're just praying that everything works out for all of the good and for all of your children that's coming together on one accord to be able to remember that you only take the best. And when you speak and when you move, we are supposed to follow as being humble servants to you, and praying that my aunt, my Auntie Maddie, is able to be, just to be able to sit in the car and transportation to be able to travel safely, and just praying that medically she'll be okay to be able to travel safely. For my Uncle Charles, it'll be able to just get their safety and one accord, and just pray for traveling mercy, traveling grace to be able just to get there and be safe once we get there, and allow all the services to be able to go throughout peacefully and calmly and in order, and decency and in order, as well as Pastor Kathy Holland's anniversary service that she'll be having, her fourth anniversary. We're praying that everything will go according to your plan, as you have called her to do your work, and she's been a humble servant, and she's been doing the work that you've called her to do so wonderfully, and we're just proud of her. And I know that you're proud of her and proud of the services that she's been doing for everyone. And we pray that all her family that's going to be traveling throughout the states, they're able to get there safe and sound and on one accord. And we're also praying for Sister T. Holland to be able to healthy travel sports, Sister T, to be able to get there safe and get medically cleared so that she's able to sit in a vehicle to be able to travel down there, it is more than an hour away. So we're just praying that medically everyone that's traveling that does have medical conditions is able to travel safely and with the help of your will and you're in medication that the doctors have prescribed to keep them comfortable. We're just asking that everyone has a safe, that's traveling safely and come together on one accord. And a special thank you and special happy birthday for Rachel Hargrove. And we know that she's a work in progress, and you're definitely working it out for her. And she's back to working two jobs full time, and we're just praying that you give her the strength, the wisdom, understanding, as along with the strength that she needs to be able to continue to work and strive hard to be able to do both these full-time jobs and maintain her family and just be a humble servant at the same time and be a wonderful mother. For we know that her situation is not easy, but with your grace and with your mercy that she's able to come through and overcome all of her obstacles and her struggle. We're also praying for Sister Angie, just for her to be able to have a safe, productive week throughout her traveling back and forth to and from work. We're a special prayer to for the Belvins, for they do have a new bundle of joy, which we are extremely thankful and we're thankful for. Baby Kayla, and we're just asking you to continue to just keep them patient, keep them humble, and just allow them to be the best parents that they can be. And we know that there's no handbook on how to be the best parent, but we know that with your grace and with your mercy that we can be all that we can be according to your name, and in your name and in your will and in your power. And we're just praying for all of the members of GQ Palace, anyone that I did leave out. We're praying for, of course, the mayor, Christopher Dinkins, as well as Brother Scribby, for he has suffered a lot of loss lately in the last couple of months. And we're just asking for his patience. We're thanking you for the patience that you're giving him, as well as the wisdom and understanding that he needs to be able to get by on a day-to-day basis. And a special prayer goes out to, of course, Richard Char Archibald, the CEO and founder and host of GQ Palace Radio. Without your vision and without his patience and him being a humble servant to you, we would not have GQ Palace. And we are extremely thankful. We're thankful for the work that you've done with him, and he's thankful for the work that you will continue to give him and show him and guide him to be the best man, to be the best husband, to be the best parent that he can be. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
And have a blessed and safe week. We hope everyone safe travels. And we look forward to hopefully speaking to everyone next week. God bless you all.
Give me a call later.
Okay, I will.
All right. Love you.
Love you, sir.
It cannot be changed.